Now, when I was coming on the dark one, gentlemanly man, that your this movement will help a forgetful Indian who are trying to forget God. We, not only in India, throughout the whole world, they are trying to forget God. And this forgetfulness of our relationship with God is material condition. Material life and spiritual life, the difference is that when we forget God, that is material. And when you are fully conscious of God, that is spiritual. Why is that allowed to speak that?
Not leave, just...
Well, the children trying to be very quiet during tonight's lecture, please. And the parents have their children who are trying to keep them quiet so the Prabhupada can be heard by everyone, please.
The real disease is, as it is stated, by a Vaishnava poet, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pakete maya tare japotiya dhare. When we forget Krishna and want to lord it over the material nature, this is called maya. Maya means which has no factual existence. So this idea that I shall lord it over the material nature, this is maya. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pakete maya tare japotiya. As soon as we think of becoming the Lord, or lording it over the Lord's creation, that is called maya. And Krishna consciousness movement is just an attempt to revive the original consciousness. That I am not the Lord, but I am the servant of the Lord. This is Krishna consciousness. So our program is to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam in the evening and to speak in English, and in the morning we speak on Bhagavad Gita in Hindi. So we are very much grateful to you that you are kindly trying to cooperate in this moment and hear about Krishna. Your cooperation means you please hear about Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Radha Krishna vala sangye chala ei matra bhikkhata. We are simply begging you that you chant Hare Krishna and come along with us. This much begging we are serving.
This light show is ready for the children if they would like to go.
Go, so, hang on. Yes?
There is, in this tent on this side, there is a slideshow for the children.
which is beginning just now. So if all of the children would like to go there, they can see many nice pictures of Krishna and all of our activities all over the world. Very nice show.
It's working.
हरे कृष्ण सा माया और इल्यूजन देयर आर टू प्लेटफॉर्म माया एंड कृष्णा कृष्णा इज जस्ट लाइक सन इट इज से दैट Krishna is just like the sun. And Maya is just like the darkness. So whenever there is sun, there is no more darkness. That's why at the present moment, it is dark night. Because the sun is absent from our vision. This is called Maya. Sun is always there in the sky. But when the sun is not visible, that is called darkness. Similarly, Krishna is present always. He is in our heart and everywhere. It is said in the Brahma Sangita, Annantarasam Paramanusayantarasam Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajam. Annantarasam. Krishna is within the universe. Krishna is within your heart. Krishna is within the atom. Annantarasam Paramanusayantam. You can take it from the Shastras, from the Vedas, that Krishna is always present everywhere. Therefore, he is not the original Vishnu, all pervasive. This is also stated in the Brahma Sanskrit. Jashaita nishasitakala mathavalamma jivanti lomo vilaja jatadanna natha Vishnu mahalasa yajasta palavishnita govindam adipurusam tamahangalya. The Mahavishnu from whose breathing period millions of universes are coming out, and when he inhales, the millions of universes are going within him. He is called Mahavishnu. That Mahavishnu is described in the Brahma Sangita. That the Brahma, Lord Brahma, who exists only on the breathing period of Mahavishnu. That Mahavishnu is a partial expansion of Krishna. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, Krishna says that there are many manifestations of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, just like candles. There are many candles. Each candle has got the illuminating power. Similarly, Ek of Mahushyama, Vishnu expands himself in many, many millions of forms. Those forms are called Samsa and Vidhinansa. transfer, personal expenses, and separated expenses. The separated expenses are we living entities. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivamsa Jivahu. So we are also expenses of Vishnu or Krishna, but we are separate. Means we are not personal expense. The personal expense is called Vishnu Tattva, and the separated expense is called Jiva Tattva. And Jiva Tattva is also Shakti Tattva. Vishnu is Shaktiman, and we are Shakti. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu jibjime prakitim para jiva bhuta mahava jairam bhajati gar. So we are Shakti Tattva. We are not Shaktiman Tattva. It is not corroborated. One who thinks that I am God, Shaktiman Tattva, that is false. We are Shakti Tattva. Shaktiman means the powerful, one who possesses the power. And Shakti means the power or energy. Or one who controls the energy, he is called Shaktiman. And the energy acts in different ways. Parasa Shakti Dividaiva Sriyate. There are different kinds of, millions of energy of the Shaktiman. So, we are energy of Krishna. We cannot be Krishna. There's a fire and heat of light. Heat is not different from fire, but heat is not fire. If you feel heat, does not mean that you are touching the fire or you are being burned. So, simultaneously one and different. This philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achinta Bhidare Tat, simultaneously inconceivable, one and different. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy. They are neither different nor one. Simultaneously, therefore it is called inconceivable, achinta. In our material conception, we cannot think that one thing may be simultaneously one with another and different from another. So this is our position. Jiva is Shakti Tattva and Bhava is Shaktiman Tattva. But Shakti, Shakti Mato Abhida. There is no difference. There are many other examples. Just like the sun and the sunlight. Sunlight is not different from the sun. And you see, the sunlight is not the sun. In the morning, when you find that there is sunlight within your room, you can say the sun is within your room. You can say that. But the actual sun is far, far away. 93 million miles away from. So there are so many examples that we are energy of the Supreme Lord. We living entities. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, begins with the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvaksa Jataha. The absolute truth, that thing is given you Srimad Bhagavatam after his mature experience. He wrote all the Vedic literatures But he was not happy. So, when he was not in his mood, he was deeply thinking that what was the defect in my writing, that after writing so many Vedic literature, I am not feeling very happy. At that time, his spiritual master happened to appear before him, and he explained that why he was not happy. He explained that you have touched many subject matters about dharma, artha, kama, moksha, religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But he has not explained about the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore you are feeling unhappy. So, that day, after writing Vedanta Sutra, instruction of Narada Muni, the spiritual master, he compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is explanation of the Vedanta Sutra. Srimad Bhagavatam is explanation by the same author. Vyasadeva is the author of Vedanta Sutra, and he explains what does he mean by the sutra. That is very nice. The author explains his mind. That is perfect explanation. I cannot understand the author's mind. I may imagine something, but he cannot understand the author's mind. What does he want to explain? Therefore, Vyasadeva explains himself about the Vedanta Sutra, athat brahma jigyasa, janmadrasya jataha. The human life, now it is the time for inquiring about the Supreme Absolute Truth. Not in other life. Other means, other than the human life, animal life, beast life, plant life, aquatic life, insect life. There are so many, 8,400,000 of species of life. By evolutionary process, when you come to the human form of life, it is our duty to understand and inquire about Brahma. Athata Brahma Vidyas. That Brahma is explained by the author. The Brahma is that from where everything emanates. Janmadrasya jata. Janma, city, and law. Janma means birth, city means state, and law means annihilation. So, where from everything is coming out, and on whom everything is staying, and after annihilation, where everything is entering. That is Brahma. Janma Adrasya, Janma Adi. Now, that source of energy, where from everything is emanating, then what is the actual position of that thing? Is it inanimate or animate? Just like some scientists explain the theory of creation, that there was a chunk that was inanimate. From inanimate things, animation has developed under certain conditions. That is not possible. We have no such experience that from inanimate things, some animation has developed. Sometimes we see it is called বৃষ্টি তন্ডুলন নেয়। Sometimes we see that from heap of rice, straw, one scorpion is coming out. It does not mean that the inanimate rice has given birth to a scorpion. No. The actual fact is the scorpion lays down eggs within the rice by fermentation. They develop and then it comes up. So there are different types of emanation, that is biological subject matter. But here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasa says that origin of the emanation of everything, he is sentient, conscious. He is not like matter, unconscious. Janmadvastajata, annayat, itaratastra, athesu, abhijna, sara. He says that the origin of creation must be conscious, abhijna. Abhijna means conscious. Unless the origin of creation is conscious, how things are so happening, so rightly and nicely, all the planets are rotating in their orbit, there is no collision, there is no fall down, so there is a great plan. Therefore, the creator must be conscious, a person. That is the verdict of Vyasa. And anyone who is also conscious and intelligent can understand. He says, janmadvastajataha annayat, annayat, directly and indirectly. Directly he is conscious of the creation, and indirectly, as we are also conscious, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme. Another explanation is that my birth has taken place from my father. My father's birth has taken place from his father. In this way, you go on researching his father, his father, his father. So, everyone is a conscious personality. So why the original source of everything should not be conscious personality? This is another. Conscious and person. Just like my father is conscious and person. His father is conscious and person. In this way, you go on researching, according to our Vedic knowledge, we come to Brahma. Brahma is considered to be the original creature within this universe. Adi Kavi. So, now this Brahma is also born from the narrow lotus of Vishnu. The Vishnu must be conscious. Vishnu is conscious of Ijna. So, the origin of creation cannot be unconscious. Origin of creation must be conscious. That is the verdict of Vedas, Vedic literature. Janmadvastra Jataha. This is the Vedanta Sutra verse. He must be conscious. Now, Vyasa is explaining. That supreme consciousness, he has already offered his respect. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva, Janmadvastajataha. Sripad Sridharsani has commented on this Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva, that Vasudeva means Krishna, Chinmakarandara, Krishna, he has said in his comments. ओम नमो भगवते परमहंस आस्थादित चरणकम परमहंस दिस कॉन्शियसनेस दिस सुप्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस कैन बी रियलाइज बाय द परमहंस आस्थादित द परमहंस स्टैंड व्हाट इज दैट सुप्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस परमहंस आस्थादित चरण कमल चिन्ह मकरन्दाय भक्तजन मानस निवासाय श्रीकृष्णाय भक्तजन मानसाय निवासाय दैट सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रू चिन्ह मकरन्दाय ब्लिस पोल लोटस विद इन द हार्ट ही लिव्स देयर He lives in everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Rigvesa Arjuna Tishtha. Krishna has explained that Ishara, the Supreme Lord, He is the Supreme Lord. He says that Ishara, the Supreme Lord, lives in everyone's heart. And He also lives there as Paramatma. Chinmakaranda. So, the Paramatma and Atma, both are living in the heart. Chinma Karandaya Krishna. So, Paramatma is partial expansion of Krishna and Jivatma is separated part and partial of Krishna. And Krishna is the original person, supreme personality of God. Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhata. Sarvam means the creative deities, Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. They are also from Krishna. This Brahma Vishnu Mahesha are called Gunavatar of Krishna. Incarnation of the material quality. Brahma is incarnation of the material quality, passion, Rajago. And Vishnu is incarnation of the quality of Satogo. And Lord Shiva is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Tamogu. So, the example is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam also. What is the difference between Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu? The difference is they are one. But they are different manifestations. Just like firewood. In the wood there is fire. So, in the beginning, there is no fire. But when there is little fire, there is more. Then there is ignition, flame. But we are concerned with the flame, neither with the wood, not with the smoke. Similarly, although Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma are a different manifestation of the same thing, absolute truth, still we are concerned with the fire of Vishnu, not with the wood, nor with the fire, smoke. This is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, they say that the original person of the absolute truth must be conscious. Anaya, betirekha, directly and indirectly. He knows everything. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Vedaham Samitita. Krishna knows everything. past, present, and future. That is also explained in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna says that long, long ago, I spoke the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Vivasyad manavitta. Imam vivasyate yogam. Pratyavad aham abhyam. This version of Bhagavad Gita abhyam. Inexhaustible knowledge was first spoken by me to the sun god. Imam vivasyate yogam. Pratyavad aham abhyam. Vivasyad manavitta aho. Manu ikhata vidrabi. At that time, Arjuna inquired from Krishna for clearance how Krishna spoke millions of years ago this Bhagavad Gita or about this Krishna consciousness to the sun god. He inquired as an ordinary man. My dear Krishna, Krishna was his friend and cousin brother also. So how can I believe that you spoke this Bhagavad Gita millions and trillions of years ago to the sun god? What was the reply by Krishna? The reply was, Krishna said, I've forgotten, I remember all of them. I remember all of them. That is the difference between Krishna or God and the ordinary being. He has forgotten. If I ask you what you are doing last evening at this time, he will have to remember, yes, I was doing that. That is your name. And Krishna is not forgotten. Therefore, he describes you. And that is, when we ask the Siddhiki, Lord, of the crown, he knows everything. He is here. I am Siddhi Renwan Sahar. Sarvastha Kyaham Vishan Nivishya. Matas Vichidya Namapu Hananta. From me, that remembrance, not gather knowledge, and forgetfulness. Krishna is the cause. Now, help one to remember. He has everyone to remember. And he also has, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jeda thamam prabaddante tam prathayiva bhajamaham mamo vatmanu vatsante manushya vata sarvasa. So, Krishna is very kind. As I have already explained, two spiritual identities, namely the Atma and the Paramatma, are there within your heart. The Paramatma is giving you direction. Paramatma is giving you direction. What kind of direction? Because I wanted to forget Krishna. He sometimes gives me direction that, yes, you forget like this. And anyone who wants to remember Krishna, to revive Krishna consciousness, he helps us. This is Krishna. Why? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is fully independent. That is also explained here. Abhijna Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. The absolute truth. The Supreme Person is fully independent, not only conscious of Igna, but is independent. But we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, the quality of independence of Krishna is there, but in minute quantity. Our independence and Krishna's independence is not the same. Just like here is the Arabian Sea. You take a drop of water from the Arabian Sea. You taste it. is finally salt. The salt is there in the drop of the Arabian Sea water, and salt is there in the Arabian Sea. But the quantity of salt in the whole Arabian Sea and the quantity of salt in the drop of water, they are different. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna, all the qualities of Krishna, they are also present within us in minute quantity. And because it is in minute quantity, sometimes it becomes lost. Therefore, our consciousness originally, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, our original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. But somehow or other, being in contact with this matter, we have lost our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this movement is to revive Krishna consciousness. That is our original constitutional position that I was explaining, quoting the Bengali poet, Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavan chakare, pasete maya kare japotiya dhar. Because somehow or other, in material contact, we have lost our Krishna consciousness, it has to be revived. It has to be revived. Then we shall be happy. That is the particular point we want to stress on this Krishna consciousness movement. Revival of the original consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this as Chaita Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the heart. Chaita Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavadri Nidbhavanam. If we cleanse our heart, that means we come to the original Krishna consciousness, then Bhava Mahadavadri Nidbhavanam. This blazing fire of material consciousness will immediately extinguish. That is the path. Every one of us trying to be happy, he is poor and blissful also. But unless we revive our original Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. So this movement is very important movement that we are attempting to revive one's original consciousness. The original consciousness is clean, just like the water. Originally, when it drops from the cloud, it is distilled water, clean. But as soon as it comes in touch with the muddy earth, it becomes unclean. Similarly, originally, our consciousness was Krishna consciousness. Now, in contact with the material modes of nature, we have formed different types of consciousness. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonishu. This is stated in the Bhagavad. Karanam, the cause of our tribulation. What is that tribulation? Sad asad janma jonish. We are taking repeatedly birth one after another. Sometimes very good birth and sometimes very bad. Sad asad. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Sometimes I may become Brahma and sometimes I'll become the insect or the germ in the stool. That is my position. Karanam gunasangas, because we have lost the original consciousness. And being in contact with the material modes of nature. Satagun rajagun tamak. Karanam gunasangas. We are mixing with the different types of material qualities. And as such, we are developing different modes of material nature in our consciousness. This consciousness has to be clear. This consciousness, even our consciousness is good, goodness. Just like there are many people who are very charitably disposed. They want to make charity. They want to open schools. They want to open hospitals. That is goodness. That is all right. But it is material. It is not spiritual. Similarly, there are others also who are contacting the modes of passion. That's like big kings. They are very much anxious or very much ambitious to expand their kingdom. This is called association with the modes of passion. And similarly, there are mixture also. Mixture of goodness, passion and ignorance. So according to these different types of mixture or original quality, there are different classes of man. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur varnam maya sistam guna karma vibhagas. These three qualities, when one is developed in the modes of goodness, he is very intelligent, or he is brahmin. When we have developed our consciousness, his passion, that is called kshatriya, brahman kshatriya. And when it is mixed up, it is called vaishya, and when it is ignorance, it is called shudra. These are the divinities. So, here, Krishna says, so, if you want to transcend this qualitative situation, a material life, then you have to come to me. Because all these qualities are different modes of material nature, which is called Maya. So, we are now compact in the association of Maya in different qualities. And Krishna says that mamevada prapadante maya mintan taranti. If you actually want to revive your own consciousness, original consciousness, then you have to surrender. That is being explained by Vyasadeva here. Sattam param dhimai. He says sattam param dhimai. Dhimai is Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvasat. Tasarigu Baranam Bharga Devasya Dhimai. So, by Brahminical culture, by chanting the Gayatri Mantra or the Hare Krishna Mantra, gradually we become purified. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Dhatpana Mahārjana. Come to the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then you become happy. Original consciousness, the beginning of original consciousness, to understand oneself as Brahma, not matter. Brahma means spirit. Aham Brahmasmi, I am not matter, I am spirit soul. This is the beginning of spiritual consciousness, of Krishna consciousness. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti lavate para. Unless you come to the platform of Brahma bhuta consciousness, you cannot see everyone on the same level. It is not possible. The so-called universal brotherhood is not possible on this material condition of life. Therefore, you can see that materially there are so many attempts to find out a platform of universal brotherhood. But there is no universal brotherhood. This is simply platform of enemies. The United Nations is trying to come to the platform of universal brotherhood. When I go to New York, I see the great institution. There are hundreds and thousands of flags. Instead of being united, the flags are increased. Because this universal brotherhood, this equality, fraternity, cannot be established on this material platform. That is not possible. You have come to the point, to the platform of Krishna consciousness or Brahma Bhuta state, then it is possible. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotiti Natankati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Harbhakti Lavati Param. So, everything is scientifically described in the Vedic literature. We haven't got to make any research. It is already there. You have to simply accept it and take it. Then your life will be sublime. Your life will be successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that to make everyone's life successful. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Everyone becomes happy. That is the mission of everyone. Everyone means those who are devotees. How people will be happy? That is their mission. It is not that we start a mission just to make some money and to fill up our bill, hungry bill. No. It is a mission to see that everyone is happy in Krishna consciousness. This is the mission. Our acharyas, just like Rupa Goswami, about him, Srinivasa acharya, right? Nana Shastra Vicharane Tanikuno Sadharma Pavartako Lokanam Hitakarino Srimane Manno Karanyataro Radhakrishna Bhajanandi Namatkaliko Bande Rupa Sanatana Rajyuga Sri Jiva Gopalako. They engage themselves, they are ministers. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, but two great ministers in the government, a Pathan kingdom in Bengal, and they resigned the post just for the benefit of the mass of people. They become mendicants. Satya Trurna Masesa Mandala Putisan. So, this is the mission of all who is born in India. That is the statement by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for Paropaka, for doing good to others. This is best welfare activities in the world. And it is India's duty. It is India's priority to take this knowledge and broadcast all over the world for Parupaka. And actually it is happening. All these European, American boys and girls, they are trying to understand this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. So, it is very scientific, authorized and practical also. So we hope that all of you who are present here, we try to cooperate with this movement and let us meet at least so long I am here. That will be very much beneficial. Thank you very much. Hare.